Okay, today's daf is Tainus daf Yutes. Tainus daf Yutes, and we have started the third parak, which is the parak with the most stories in all of Shas. And we have the famous story of Choni HaMa'agel, right here on Yutes, Samad Aleph, where there was no rain, and Choni HaMa'agel davens that there should be rain, and he gives God an ultimatum. He draws a circle on the ground and says, I'm not leaving until it starts raining. I swear in your name, and therefore, he says this to Hashem, and it starts raining a little bit, it starts drizzling. No, that's not what I asked for. It starts pouring very hard. That's not what I asked for, until a nice rain comes down, and he says, oh, this is exactly what I asked for. And then it does not stop raining. It doesn't stop raining. It go rains and rains and rains. It starts flooding all of Yerushalayim. So they came to him and said, daven that it stops. So daven that it stops. That's a tougher one than davening to get it to rain. They said, well, what do you want? We need it to stop. So what happens? He davens that it should stop. And we have this story of Choni HaMa'agel. But the Gemara tells us here that how much did it flood? Yardu ketiknan ache yatsu Yisrael miYerushalayim lahar habayis bepnei hagshamim. It rained so much that Bnei Yisrael had to go from their Yerushalayim up to Har HaBayis because of the rain, because of the flood. So we're going to talk a little bit about that statement today. Right? They ran into Har HaBayis because it was flooding. So was that pikuach nefesh? They were all going to die? And therefore, they ran into Har HaBayis. So maybe that's why. And that was a higher plane, and therefore they were able to run in. The Turi Evan, the Shagas Aryeh, just wonders about it. The Turi Evan in Megillah on Daf Chaf has just asked the question. We know the Mishnah there in Megillah tells us that one is not allowed to go into Har HaBayis for no reason. Right? You can't just go into Har HaBayis. It has more kedusha than a shul. And you're not allowed to even go into a shul to protect yourself from the floods and from the rain and from the sun. We're not allowed to use the shul for our own purposes. If we go in there, so then we could say a pasuk, we could sit down, we could learn something. But the Turi Evid says, you're not allowed to go into the shul because of the rain. So how do you explain this Mishnah? And he said, does not answer it. He says, I'll explain it when we get up to Tainus. But when you look at his commentary on Tainus in the Gvura Sari, he does not say a word. So maybe he explained it somewhere else, but we don't have it. But that's the Turi Evid's kasha in Megillah, Daf Chaf Ches. How did here they go into Har HaBayis? If it was not, you know, it was not generally not allowed. The Birke Yosef, the Chida in Arachayim, in Simen Kufnun Alev, says that case was different. Don't ask me for Choni HaMa'agel's case. That case was different. Again, does not explain anything. That case was different. So maybe he's saying that it was not, it was Pikuach Nefesh, there was nowhere else to go. Maybe he was saying that it was parts of Har HaBayis that were not ushered to go into, even though the entire Har HaBayis was not allowed to go into for personal benefit. Okay, either way, this gives us an opportunity a little bit to discuss the Kedusha of Har HaBayis Bizman Hazeh. That's the one of the many different topics. There have been Svarim written on the topic of Har HaBayis, but we'll talk a little bit about the Kedusha of Har HaBayis Bizman Hazeh. The Mishnah tells us in Maseches Kelim, in the first parak, that the Eretz Yisrael has 10 Kedushos. Esar Kedushos saying, Eretz Yisrael Mekudeshes Bikol Ha'aratzos. Eretz Yisrael has greater sanctity than any other land in the world. And the next level up, Ayaros Bukavas Choma, walled cities have greater Kedusha than non-walled cities. And then within, that Yerushalayim has more Kedusha than any other walled city. And how do you know? By all of these halachas, all of these levels, the way that Kedusha is reflected is something that you're allowed to do in that area or something that you're not allowed to do going into that area. So for example, Eretz Yisrael is more Kadosh as the Mishnah because that's where you bring the Karban HaOmer from and Bikurim and the Shtei HaLechem. Walled cities, Mitzoraim, people who have Saras, have to be sent out of those cities. So other halachas. Yerushalayim, ye karbanas in Yerushalayim, right? Ochlim shab kachshab kalim umaiser sheni in Yerushalayim. Get each of these are reflect a more intense kedusha. Har HaBayis mekudesh bimenu. Har HaBayis is more sanctified than the rest of Yerushalayim. Right? This is our topic. She'ein zavim v'zavos nidos v'yoldos nechrasim l'sham. People who are cool, tumah hayotze migufo, where tumah goes out literally from their bodies. People who are tame because of an emission from within them, not an external source of the tumah, but an internal source of the tumah. So they're not allowed to go into harabayis. Anida and zava and yoledes. Right, so again, the harabayis, chel mekudesh mehem. Within the harabayis, there's a little fence going around the azara. That's called the chel, right? And the fence is called the sorig, and within that is called the chel. That's another level of kedusha. Shein ovdei kachavim, the tamei meis nechrasim l'sham. Non-Jews, and also if somebody is tamei meis, they're not allowed to go inside. Tamei meis could go within the outside of harabayis, but not there. Ezra's nashim mikudesh bimeno. That's Ezra's nashim. Ezra's Yisrael is mikudesh bimeno. The Ezra's Yisrael has more kedusha. Right? The Ezra's Yisrael is the first 11 amos on the east side of the azara. Yeah, the Ezra's nashim. That's on the east side of the azara. That's where the simchas beis shoeva takes place. That's the large room where much of Klal Yisrael stays. You keep going east. You keep going west. The first 11 amos after going up the steps is Ezra's Yisrael. Yisrael is allowed to go there if he wants to shecht, right, in the Azara. Yisrael could do shechita kshir bazar, so he could do it there. And then you have Ezra's Kohanim, which is the next 11 amos before you get to the Mizbeach, 22 amos from east to west until you get to the Mizbeach. Ezra's Kohanim, Mekudeshes Bimena, She'en Yisrael, Nechrasim L'Sham, B'nei Yisrael are not allowed to go there except B'shas Tzorcheihem. Right there, Smicha, Shechita, Tzufa. Maybe even there you got a lot of do shechita. Okay. And then it continues. So these are all the different levels of Kedusha in Eretz Yisrael. Harabayis is one of them. Just parenthetically, interesting, the first one. The first one is that Eretz Yisrael is more Mekudash from other lands. So what would I have said? Right? Eretz Yisrael has more sanctity. I would have said, because all the mitzvahs of Tulias Baaretz only apply in Eretz Yisrael. Truma and Meiser and Chala, Daraisa, and Shemitah. The Mishnah doesn't say that. The Mishnah says these specific halachas, the carbon of Omer and Bikurim, come, and the Shei Alechem come from Eretz Yisrael. Why is that the one given? So Rav Soloveitchik once said that these levels aren't just about halachas that you can only do in Eretz Yisrael. They're about, what's the source of all the Kedusha? Kedusha is Mikdash. The Beis HaMikdash is in the center, and that Kedusha radiates out. Yerushalayim, we had a shiur about this, I think, a number of weeks ago or months ago. Yerushalayim is an expansion of Kedushas Mikdash. Remember the Rambam in a few places in Pirush Mishnayos says that when the Mishnah says Mikdash, it means Yerushalayim. Right, the Rambam says blowing shofar on Shabbos, when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos. You can only do that in the base of Mikdash. The language of the Mishnah is Mikdash. The Rambam says that means all of Yerushalayim. All of Yerushalayim. Why? Because Yerushalayim has an expanded Kedushas Mikdash. So in a different sense, in a weaker, more diluted sense, but it's the same idea, even all of Eretz Yisrael has an expanded form of Kedushas Mikdash. There are different Kedushas of Eretz Yisrael. Shrumas and Maestras have nothing to do with the base of Mikdash. That's just because of a separate Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. But there is a Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael having to do with the base of Mikdash also. And that is reflected by Shtei Halechem, and the Karban Omer. So what's listed here, the first parak in Kalim, is not Stam, just different Kedushos that Eretz Yisrael might have. No, it's a continuum from Beis HaMikdash radiating out, so Eretz Yisrael has an expanded form of Kedushas Mikdash, and that's what's reflected here, and that's why Dafka, those halachas are picked in the Mishnah. Okay, but anyway, our topic here is Harabayis. So again, it says here that during the days of Choni and Ma'agel, the people were raining so much that they went into Harabayis. So ask the Turei Evan, how'd they go to Harabayis? So that was then. Harabayis during the base of Mikdash for sure had full Kedusha. We're asking, what about Bezman Hazeh? What about Bezman Hazeh? There is no more base of Mikdash physically. So what happens to the Kedusha? We know when David and Shlomo built the Beis HaMikdash. Shlomo built the Beis HaMikdash. David bought the land. So they imbued it with Kedusha. The question is, what happens to that Kedusha now that there is no Beis HaMikdash? So the Rambam says clearly, in Hilchos Beis HaBechira, a much-discussed Rambam, that the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash is there forever. Is there forever. Maybe the Kedusha of the rest of Eretz Yisrael is not there. Maybe somehow that's connected to the presence of Eretz Yisrael and not going into Galus. But the Kedusha of Beis HaMikdash, Harabayis, that inner Kedusha, that is forever. Because once HaKadosh Baruch Hu touches a spot, Kaviyachol, once the Shekhinah rests somewhere, That's forever. That's forever. Just like lahavdil, but maybe not so lahavdil. A Torah. A Torah, we know something has inherent kedusha. Even if a Torah gets worn out or ripped, rachman al-aslan, or burned, you have to bury it. It doesn't lose its kedusha. Why? Because there was inherent kedusha to this. There was Torah, and the root Torah, the kedusha of Torah is a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why anything related to stam, say for Torah, tefillin, mezuzah, bags, boxes. But that's the Rambam here in Hilchot Peis HaBechira in Perek Vav. Ubamen is katsha, in what, how was the Beis HaMikdash originally sanctified? Bekdusha Rishona, Shekitsha Shlomo, Shukidesh HaAzara, V'Yerushalayim L'Shaitan, V'Kitchen L'Asan L'Avo. And he sanctified it forever. That's the Rambam Shita, that Kedusha sanctified forever. So according to the Rambam, there's nothing to talk about. Meaning, we're not going to get to the issue today of going on to Harabayas, and those that go on, those that don't go on. Even those that say, encourage or allow going on to Harabayas, they're not saying, oh, we don't pass like the Rambam. That's not what we're going to see, right? They go on to Harabayas, or those that do go on to Harabayas, outside the area where it would be a problem to go on to. Meaning, as we mentioned before, Harabayis, you're allowed to go on unless you are Nida Zava on Yoledas, Tuma Yosem Igufo. So that's Harabayis. Further in is Chel. The Chel and the Sorei, that's where Tamei Meis can't go. So we're all Tamei Meis. Until we get Paraduma, we're still Tamei Meis. So the poskim that allow it explain that we're not going anywhere near there. Right, we're only going on to Harabayas, the outside, and why? Because everyone acknowledges this Rambam. You can't argue on the Rambam. You can argue on the Rambam, but you can't just forget the Rambam and not be choshish for it. And the Rambam says that this full kedusha bizman hazeh, and therefore you can't take an airplane over Harabayas, and the kedusha goes all the way up. And the Rambam continues and says, Lefichach, this is the Rambam Shita, based on the Gemara, Makriv and Karbanos Kula, and Avami Shein Shon Bayis Banui. Let's say all of our enemies and our cousins would leave Harabayis and allow us to do whatever we want there, even though we don't have a base of Mikdash, right? We need a Navi to in the base of Mikdash. There are a lot of problems that we still don't have. We don't have Big Day Kahuna, and we don't have Kohanim Yuchasim, too many of them. We have some, but we need thousands and millions of Kohanim, the amount of Karbanos that we're going to have to bring. But either way, the Rambam says you can bring Karbanos. You're allowed to bring Karbanos even without a Beis HaMikdash. Right? If we knew exactly where to put the Mizbeach, and solving all the other problems, and Oakland Kachi Kachim, B'chol Azara, V'Shehi Chareva, you could eat Kachi Kachim in that area, even though it's desolate. And the Rambam explains, why do I say this is forever, the Kedusha? Even though the Rambam says the rest of Eretz Yisrael is not forever. The rest of Eretz Yisrael was Batel when we went into Galus. When we went into Galus, the Rambam says, "Shivisha kedushas mikdash v'yushalayim mipnei hashchina v'shchina ein betela." The shchina can never be batel. V'ari omer v'ashimosi es mikdashechem. I will make desolate your mikdash, but you see, it's still called a mikdash when it's desolate. V'yamr chachamim, quoting the Mishnah in Megillah, "Avabisha shomemin v'kedushas on heimomdim." Even though it's desolate, it retains its kedusha. The rest of Eretz Yisrael is totally on other things, which we're not getting into now. But the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash is forever. Says the Rambam, and if you stop now, okay, so the Kedusha is full, then, now, no difference. But the action in this sugya, a little bit, starts with the Raavad. And the Shaila is, what is the Shita of the Raavad? What is this Shita? I mean, the Rambam is reflecting the Mishnah in the end of Zvachim, the last parak in Zvachim. Zvachim has 14 prakim. The last parak in Zvachim talks about the history of Karbanos. The six stages of history of Karbanos. And the Rambam Paskins, like the end of that Mishnah. What does the Mishnah say? The Mishnah says, originally, up until the Mishkan, you could bring a Karban wherever you wanted. Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, everybody, Noach, Adam, everybody brought Karbanos. That was Heter Karbanos. Then the Mishkan was brought, says the Mishnah, and then there were halachas, the Adah used the Mishkan. And then when they went into Eretz Yisrael, stage three, then there were 14 years, there was, bring Karbanos, flexibility, bring Karbanos wherever. Then after those 14 years, the Shiloh, right, stage four, I think we're up to, right, Shiloh, 369 years of Shiloh, Karbanos only there. Then after that, Shiloh was destroyed, Nov and Givon, was, 59, I don't remember the exact numbers, Nov and Givon, and then after that, so then Beis HaMikdash. Right, and then that's the once the Beit HaMikdash was built, says the Mishnah, Bal Yerushalayim Ne'aser Abamos L'Hayilam Od Heter. No more Heter. Why? Because the Kedusha is always there. It's reflected. Okay. The Shita is the Raivid. The Raivid uses the Lashon there on that Rambam, Menuchas Beis HaBechira, Yerushalayim L'Mikdash Lo, L'Amar Fi Sheyaya Yodea Ezra, Sha'amikdash Yerushalayim Asidim L'Shtanos U'L'Eskadish Kiddush Acher Olami V'Kvod Hashem La'Olam. Even the original builders and imbuers of the Beis HaMikdash knew that it wouldn't be forever. And then the Rambam uses a famous Lashon that he uses a few places in his commentary. Kach nigla li misod Hashem li reyav. I had a vision of this. I had a vision of this from heaven, that this is the true Shita, that sod Hashem li reyav, which is based on a Gemara, balafichach, and therefore the Ravid says, hanich razat Hashem ein bo kares. Therefore, if you go in there now, if you go into Har Habayis Mizan HaZeh, there's no Karis. Because something is missing, because there's no more Beis HaMikdash. No more Beis HaMikdash. So the Shaila is, and this is where much of the action is what does the Ravid mean? What does the Ravid mean? Does he mean that there's no Kedusha nowadays? You could walk on Har Habayis? So if you look in the Me'iri in Shavuos and Naftez Zayin, the Me'iri was a, right, in the same land as the Ravid. The Ravid, the Me'iri, the Hashlama, the Balamar, they were all in Provence, all in southern France. So the Me'iri says, oh, I've heard that people walk on Har Habayis Mizman HaZeh. I don't think the Me'iri was ever in Eretz Yisrael, but he heard that people walk on Har Habayis. HaMinag HaPashut Likani Sham L'fi Masha Shamanu. L'fi Masha Shamanu. And the Radvaz also seems to take the Ravid literally. So a number of points on the Ravid. 4 points on the Ravid. Number one, even if the Ravid meant it, that it does not have Kedusha, he's a Das Yachid. He's a Das Yachid, right? The other Rishonim do not agree. If you look in Rav Avadya, in Chelek Aleph, Simin Chafhei, Avichav Adas, V'yavish HaRavid V'asaga Sofer Hashem B'zeh Isar Karis, Ha'ikr Kedivrei HaRambam, Shekar Rabbaseinu HaRishonim Maskim L'Kedvarav. And don't start out with Rav Avadya. Rav Avadya says, and if you want to know who agrees with the Rambam, Tosfos, Sefer HaTruma, the Sefer Yireyim, the Smag, Rav Shimshon, Rav Shimshon, Smarami, Rutenberg, and the Rosh in Yevamis, and the Sefer HaChinuch, and the Rashbeitz, and the Rabban, and the Rashba, and the Ritva, V'chein Pasku G'dolei HaAchronim. Magen Avram, Bechor David, Avnei Nezer, Binyan Siyah, Mishnah Berurah, Ridvaz, Rav Kook, etc. So, Rav Avadya says, number one, we're going to pass on the Ravid. Number two, even the Ravid is not so convincing. As many point out, the Ravid says, it doesn't say mutter. He says, Ein Bokaris. Ein Bokaris. That seems to be, there is Kedusha, but for some reason there's no Karis. Seems to be an Issa D'Oraisa still. That's how many Achronim say. And the Ravid himself does not argue on other Rambams that he should have argued on. Right, the Rambam quotes that there's a concept of Mor Mikdash. You have to be on the Beis HaMikdash. There are certain behaviors that you can't even do near the Beis HaMikdash. The Rambam doesn't argue there on Mor Mikdash and other places in terms of Maisa Karbanos. So it's not even clear the Ravid. Number one, we argue on the Ravid. Number two, who says the Ravid even means it? Number three, the Tzitz Eliezer says, it could be even the Ravid would agree Bizman HaZeh post-1948. Once the Har Habayis is again in Jewish hands, so does that, again, fundamentally, even though there are, you know, it seems on the surface that Arabs control it, but the Israeli government is in charge of they allow it, but you know the whole area is part of the state of Israel, and therefore, just like other halachas, like Kriya on Are Yehuda, some other halachas are affected by that. So it could be that even the Ravid would agree. But Lumdis wise, just one point of Lumdis. So let's say the Ravid holds, which seems to be that there's Nissa Daraisa, but there's no Karis. There's no Karis. So why would that be? If there's still Kedusha, there's Kedusha. If you walk on the Arabayis, there's a Chiv Karis. So the Gemara says in Maseches Zvachim. The Gemara says, what happened if there was a tile missing in the Beis HaMikdash floor and a Kohen stood in that area where the missing tile was and he does the Avoda? Is that okay? Is that okay? So the Gemara quotes it as a question. And the Gemara's Lashon is, Zvachim Chavdalet, Ki Kaddish David, when David HaMelech sanctified the Beis HaMikdash, did he sanctify only the upper level, the surface area? Or was he Mekadesh into the depths of the earth? Dilmad Ara Litahoma Kaddish. So that's the question. What did David do? Ask Tosfos. David? David didn't do anything. Shlomo built the base of Megiddo. We're not talking about David. Read the Gemara. You're like, wait a second. David didn't do it. Shlomo did it. Says Tosfos, Vachem Chavdalid, the Afagav the Shlomo Bana Habayis David Kidsha. Even though that Shlomo built the Beis HaMikdash, David imbued the Beis HaMikdash with sanctity. And that's why the Gemara asked that Shiloh. What does this mean? There are two Kedushas of the Beis HaMikdash. There are two Kedushas. David imbued one level of Kedusha, and Shlomo built, imbued another level of Kedusha. So you could say this in different ways. Rav Zsolti, one of the greats, many of these articles about Kedushas Harabayis was written in 1967. Right, when Harabayis came back, Biadenu, that's when many of the poskim, Rav Zsolti, Rav Avadia, and others wrote articles about the Kedusha of Harabayis. So in an article he writes, in Torah Sheba'al Peh, in Tavshin Chav Ches, there's Kedushas Mikdash and the Kedushas Makom. The sanctity of the Makom, David imbued, and that's forever. Kedushas Mikdash requires the Beis HaMikdash, requires the walls of the Beis HaMikdash to be there. And if there's no Beis HaMikdash, there's no Kedushas Mikdash, but there's still Kedushas Makom. That's what Rav Zsolti writes in Torah Sheba'al Peh. And there are nafkaminas between these two. But again, this is where the Ravid gets it from. What's Talui on Kedushas Mikdash? What's Talui on Kedushas Makom? Kedushas Makom, the Isra of walking on there, and maybe the mitzvah of Mora Mikdash, that's Kedushas Makom. Kares is Talui on Kedushas Mikdash, according to the Ravid. And therefore, if there's no Mikdash, there's no more walls, so then one would not get kares. Rav Kook says in Mishpat Kohen a little differently. He says there's in Simen Sadi Vav, Kedushas Mikdash, Kedushas Haguf. Mishum Shiish Kan Shtei Kedushas Murkavo Zubazu. Kedushas Hamakom veKedushas Mechitzos. Those are his two. Lechachila Ein Lemsir Zo Below Zu. Generally, they go together. Shabinyan below a makom nivchar, api Hashem lo chal of kedushas beis olam. Mimvchein a makom below a binyan, gamke lo chal of kedushas hakedusha. Akin l'shaito vada yitzorach l'shayanyanim. Hamakom v'abinyan. But one can exist without the other. Again, Rav Kook wrote this way earlier, but this is what is suggested by many achronim, and that is there's two kedushas of the mikdash. Even the Ravid would agree that there is a kedusha in Harabayis, Bizman Hazeh. Okay, but again, did they run there in the days of Choni and Ma'agel? Pikuach Nefesh, you know, something, it was flooding, they had to go there, all of Klal Yisrael, whatever the case may be, that's what they did.